Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. This week, I've run into quite a few folks who have been dealing with worry and dealing with stressful situations, and even some people close to me, I've talked to them, and they've just had some challenges going on over the last several weeks. And so I was actually going to do a podcast on this whole topic of worry. And from the biblical perspective, what does the Bible have to say? And then the Lord reminded me about a year ago, a brother came on to Living Epistle Podcast, Brother Corey Wisnat, and did an amazing podcast on it. And so I want to replay that because it really is perfect for this week and what many of us are going through. So I know you'll enjoy it. I know the Lord will bless you. So take a listen. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. As I've mentioned on many occasions, I attend a daily morning men's prayer group. And on that prayer group, there are certain times when brothers will come on the line and they'll give a devotion or they'll give a word that God has inspired or spoke to them. And that happened recently again. And I was so moved by that devotion that this brother gave that I wanted to share it with you, my Living Epistle audience. And this brother, this special guest, is no stranger to the Living Epistle family. He was on a few weeks ago and he gave a powerful word about preparation and opportunity. And so, well, the Lord is using him again to bring another word that I'm confident will bless your life. And my guest is none other than my friend and my brother, Corey Wisnat. Hey, bro. Hey, how are you, Corey? Welcome to Living Epistle Podcast.
I am doing very well, and I thank you once again for having me.
Hey, so I wanted to, if you wouldn't mind, just share the word that you shared with the brothers a couple of days ago. And again, it was just such a blessing to me. And I just said, I know I can't do it justice. So my brother, you graciously agreed to come on, and I just say thank you for that. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with the Living Epistle audience what the Lord placed on your heart, the floor is yours, sir. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Once again, I thank you, Brother Tony, for having me. I thank the Living Epistle audience for just being able to allow me to be able to share this evening. And my prayer is that this conversation that we have, that it will be a blessing to you that hear it. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to share. And I pray that ultimately that God is glorified through this. So let's just go ahead and begin. So for those of you that don't know me, once again, my name is Corey Wisnat. I have three daughters. My oldest daughter is 19. That would be Morgan. My middle child is Danielle, who just celebrated a sweet 16 birthday party. And my baby girl is Lauren. Lauren is 13, and she's in the eighth grade. And they're having an eighth grade dance. And so this is her last year of middle school. She'll be moving over to high school next year. And so they're having an eighth grade dance, eighth grade ball. And she needed a dress for this eighth grade dance. And she comes to me and she says, Dad, I need a dress. And her mom was working at the time. And so I decided that I would take her. I'll take her up to Macy's and we'd look around. You know, now I don't know a whole lot about dresses, but I did want to take her out so that maybe she could find something that she really liked. And so we jumped in the car and we drove over and she picked out about four or five dresses and she took them into the dressing room. And I'm sitting outside the dressing room and I said, well, when you put on something, just come out. Let me see what it looks like. And so I'm sitting there waiting on her to change. And she puts on this red gown and she walks out and I look at her and immediately I was just sort of, I was at a loss for words. I mean, I said, man, my baby girl is growing up. I mean, here she was standing before me, no longer my little girl. She's literally becoming a young lady, you know, right before my eyes. And I don't think I was quite ready to be able to handle that moment, to be honest with you. And I told her how beautiful she looked, and she went back inside and said, well, let me try on another one. And while she was inside the dressing room trying on another dress, I began to think, like, wow, what, you know, where did the time go? You know, she's 13 now, and just in an instant, I could remember her being born. I remember cutting the I remember bringing her home. I remember warm bottles in the microwave, right, late at night when she would be up crying. I remember changing her diapers, and I remember putting the training wheels on her bike, and all of these memories started flooding my mind. And I said, wow, you know, where did the time go? And then I began to say to myself, I said, I think I spent more time worrying about raising them while I was raising them. I spent more time worrying about whether I would have enough, worried whether or not I would be able to pay the tuitions, right? Buy the school clothes, you know, take care and keep a roof over our heads and pay the mortgages and pay the car notes, all of the responsibilities that a father has. I spent a lot of those years worrying from year to year. I work in corporate America. I've been working for the same company for almost 23 years now. And literally every year I worked under the threat of possible layoffs. There were always layoff scenarios. There were always rumors. You know, for those of you that work in corporate America, I don't have to expound on that anymore. You already know what that is. You know, there's rumors of layoffs that they come in waves or come quarterly. And so I always worked under the threat. And so I was always worried, always kind of looking over my shoulder, whether I would be able to provide. Then I begin to think about many things. This word worry, what is worry? What is it? Worry is defined as mental distress or agitation resulting from concern, usually for something impending or anticipated. The etymology of the word comes from a Middle English word, and the original meaning means to choke or to strangle. I thought that was interesting, because many times when you're under the spirit of worry, you literally feel compressed, choked, strangled even. For those of you that have dealt with worry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is mental distress or agitation, and it results from a concern, usually about something anticipated, right? We're looking into the future and we're anticipating some type of problem or a traumatic event, and it's creating mental distress. Now watch this. One of Satan's most infamous traps is to get us to put our faith in his lies concerning our future. That's what worry is. It's Satan disguising this lie as if it is or possibly is going to be true, right? Right? One of Satan's most infamous traps is to get us to put our faith. We begin to believe it, right? Satan begins to give us these lies concerning our future, and we believe it and we put our faith in it, and our faith begins to make it real. And we literally begin to have symptoms in our body that we can feel because our faith is making it tangible. It's making it real for us. Worry is faith working backwards, child of God. It's rooted in negative beliefs about your future. We're putting our faith in Satan's lies rather than God's promises. This is having an extremely powerful effect against us because we're putting our faith in these lies. It's mental distress and agitation usually resulting from a concern about something that hasn't even happened. Worry is faith working backwards. Now watch this. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is the promise of God. Many times we're not hearing that. We're hearing the lies that Satan is telling us concerning our future. As I said before, I was always worried about what was going to happen in the future. Would I be able to keep food on my table? Well, child of God, the same God that's feeding you today is the same God that will feed you tomorrow. Worry is birthed out of a concern about future events that are beyond our control. Listen, we can't control what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes, let alone the next 5 days. There's nothing we can do about what's going to happen or could potentially happen in the next 5 years. Moreover, the things that we are anticipating that may happen probably won't even happen. So worrying about tomorrow's improbable problems takes the focus away from our daily blessings and provision. God is providing you, God is providing you food today. Amen. God, I thank you for my daily bread. In the Lord's Prayer, he says, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, right? And so God is providing something for us today. And so our praise is for today because he's provided for us today. Worry is the ultimate thief. Number one, worry robs you of your precious time. Who can hear that? It's very difficult for you to be able to spend your time wisely when you're spending it worrying about the future. You can't enjoy today. You can't enjoy your blessings today. Child of God, you can't enjoy the favor that God has placed on you today because you're worried and anticipating something that probably won't even happen. Number two, it robs me of my thankfulness and my gratitude. Can you hear me tonight? It's very difficult for you to be grateful and to have thanksgiving or to be thankful for what God is doing because you're spending your entire time anticipating something that may happen or some future calamity. And number three, it robs God of his praise. God deserves the praise. And what we're doing is we're demanding God to give us an answer for something that hasn't even happened yet. So here is the remedy. Listen to this. And this is what I really wanted to share and what I shared with the brothers on a few days ago. And I really want to say this in your hearing tonight. And so I want you to be able to embrace this. This is what the Lord gave me. He says, the answer to tomorrow's problems will be there when tomorrow comes. I'm going to say that again. The answer to tomorrow's problems will be there when tomorrow comes. And I'm walking to my main text tonight. It's coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. And this is the Lord speaking. Hear the word of the Lord, child of God. Don't worry about the things. Don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or what will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. Who can hear that? Verse 33 says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Listen to it in the Message Bible. It says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard thing comes up when the time comes. The answer to tomorrow's problems will be there when tomorrow comes. I love that. He said, don't worry about, don't say what will we eat or what will we drink? What shall we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Child of God, when you're worried about those things, you're behaving as someone who doesn't know God exists. You're behaving like someone who has no faith. This is what your faith is for, child of God, to put your faith in the promises of God. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 again. Fear not, for I am with you. Who can hear that? He said, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now listen to this. This is the truth to crush the lies of the enemy. I'm going to give you three truths tonight, and then I'm going to pray. Number one, God is fully aware of your future, and he is not limited in his eternal sovereignty. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say that again. God is fully aware of your future, and he is not limited in his eternal sovereignty, child of God. The same God that sits upon the throne tonight is the same God that will be seated upon his throne in 10 years. The same God that has been with you in days past. The same God that provided for you all of your life. Child of God, he is not going to change his mind concerning your provision. The same God that walks with you today, he will still walk with you tomorrow. God is not intimidated by your future. He's not worried about the things that you are worried about. His name is Jehovah, which means the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. He will be God when you get there, when you get to your future, when you get to that future problem, that future trouble, that future calamity. The same God that's on his throne tonight is the same God that will be there in 20 years from now, child of God. He's already promised you that he will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Number two, watch this. Seeking to do what is right in God's sight is your only obligation. Leave all other consequences to him. Selah. Lord, have mercy. That's good stuff. I'm going to say that again. Seeking to do what is right in God's sight is your only obligation. Leave all other consequences to him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And so my obligation is to do that which is right in his sight today. If I do that, tomorrow is taken care of. Who can hear that? You do what is right in God's sight today. You walk the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Allow God to order your steps today, child of God. And if you would allow him to order your steps, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God, I thank you for ordering my steps. I'm walking through this landfill of life, but I'm putting my trust in you. My only obligation is to do that which is right in your sight, oh God. And I know that you're going to take care of my future. My future is secured. Glory to God. The answer to tomorrow's problems will be there when tomorrow comes. And lastly, I want to leave you with this. The present is a gift. I know that's a play on words, but elevate your attitude and with gratitude, child of God. No matter what your situation is or what life presents, always find something to be grateful for. Continue to live in the moment. Leave all the consequences of tomorrow up to God. And if you'll do that, then every day will be a blessing, and you'll be able to ward off this enemy, that this plot, this snare that the enemy likes to use called worry. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word tonight. And I pray that this word is resonating in the hearts of your people, dear God. I pray, dear God, that something was said to call someone to understand that we don't have to worry about tomorrow because our times is in your hands, oh God. And God, we trust you with our future. The reason that we can trust you with our future, dear God, is because the evidence of your provision is all around us. We are living in houses that you gave us. We're eating food, dear God, and there's meat on our table because you provided. The clothes, dear God, that we wear, the shoes that we wear, dear God, you provided. And we have no reason to believe that you're going to stop providing for us tomorrow because you provided for us today. God, we love you. God, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. My brother, amen. Thank you so much for that word. Thank you, brother. And brother, you know, you and I've had this conversation. I believe God is speaking because my podcast also was in that same vein. And I wanted you to share this with the audience. So thank you for that. That's awesome. That is so awesome. that worry is faith working backwards. And the answer to tomorrow's problems will be there when tomorrow comes. Family, we say, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles, along with my brother, Corey Wisnat, and we say now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.